First of all, I think it's important to point out that it is the will of the majority of the people right across the north and the south of this island, and particularly in my constituency of West Tyrone and Derry and in Fermanagh, to see the full delivery of the A5 road. And that will become a reality because this is a flagship project. Today's news will be frustrating and disappointing, and it will leave many people disgusted that again we're seeing the potential of another legal challenge on the table against this all-important road. But let's be very clear, this is not a time to throw off, this is not a time to throw off the gloves and get frustrated. This is a time to stand united together in ensuring that the A5 is delivered. Those who are out to prevent this road going ahead will not and must not succeed. And the people that I represent right across West Tyrone and the people that I have listened to, the businesses, the families who have lost loved ones are together on this and want to see this road delivered. It is very, very frustrating, but it will not deter those that are in favour of the A5 from seeing that road as a built reality.
What do we know about this potential challenge? Is it a credible one? Can we expect to see it go to the courts?
Well, the details are very light at the minute. It's a pre-action intention at the minute, but you know, I suppose the real question here is why would someone put that into the department if they didn't have the intention of following it through with an actual legal challenge? So there is significant potential for a legal challenge, I suppose, is the more accurate way of putting it today, that is enough to cause concern, and it certainly has been enough to annoy quite a lot of people who attended the public inquiry last year, that it took a huge amount of bravery to speak out about the loss of their loved ones on that road and the very tragic circumstances in which many people have lost their lives. We also seen people who have been injured and hurt and seriously hurt for the rest of their lives, in fact, attend that inquiry and speak about the consequences of that road. And also those who travel every day, such as me and many others, who travel on that road 3, 4, or 5 times a week. And we can see on nearly every single day that there's the potential for an accident, if not an accident occurring. Thousands of people have been injured as a result of this road. And that's not even to mention the huge amount of hindrance that has been caused to local businesses that are stuck in traffic across Oma and Strabane and further afield that have to travel through this corridor. So there's huge amounts of frustration. There's a lot of pressure in this. But I have to be very clear today. I represent the people of West Tyrone. I represent those who want the A5 delivered. I understand there's those who have some issues, but I don't agree with them. This road has to go ahead. This is a human life issue. This is about saving lives, and that is why I'm so in favour of this road. And that is why we will be continuing in our very strong campaign to ensure that the A5 is delivered. And I have no doubt that all of those who have the same opinion as I will be speaking quite vocally and openly about their support for this road to ensure that it goes ahead as soon as possible.
As you said, there's been a public inquiry. There have been legal challenges before. This has come up in the courts and several other fora, both legally and politically. Given that that's the case, would you be hopeful that if something does go before the courts, that it can be disposed of quickly and be dealt with speedily?
Well, I would hope that it's dealt with speedily. The determination is entirely in the hands of the court, and that's the process that will have to be followed. But I have every confidence that the Department for Infrastructure have dotted their I's and crossed their T's. I have every confidence that all that was required to be done is done. And I would hope that when it does go through the process, that it is quick and swift, and that the desired outcome that matches the will of the people to see the A5 delivered is the outcome. But we do not want to see any delays, because let's be honest, the more this road is delayed, the more lives that are put at risk, the more people that are dying each year. We need to see the road started, and we need to see it delivered and completed within a timely fashion. And I want to see that road as intended starting in the new year. So let's hope that if this potential legal challenge comes about, that it will go through the process swiftly so that we can get on with the job of building the A5 and saving lives.